News Talk 1620 WTAW, the Commandant of the Corps of Cadets at A&M, Brigadier General Joe Ramirez, joins us this morning. General, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm always a pleasure.
I would be remiss if I didn't first of all congratulate you, because this is a big day for you. You're going to be honored by the Community Foundation at their luncheon today for what you've done in the community.
Well, thank you. I am truly honored and humbled by that recognition. It was totally a surprise to me, and I am excited about today, but again, very honored.
Well, we've got a big thing coming up later on now on May the 17th. It's the Salvation Army's 7th annual Doing the Most Good Luncheon. You've been on the board of the Salvation Army for a while, and each year they bring in speakers. This year, I'm really excited about the speaker. Lieutenant Colonel Alan B. West is going to be the keynote speaker. I understand that you and the Lieutenant Colonel go back a ways.
We do. It just so happened that, you know, Alan West and I served together with the 1st Infantry Division in Fort Riley, Kansas, way back in the day. I was a major, he was a captain, and that's where we first met each other and got a chance to work together. And our paths crossed several times after that, but for the most part, we really got a chance to know each other pretty well at Fort Riley and gained a mutual respect. He's a fine officer. We were both artillerymen, and so that's kind of where it all began for the two of us.
And then, of course, after his military career, he served a term as a congressman, and people may know him as a Fox News contributor. So he's a face that we certainly have seen, and I, for one, really excited that he's going to be here for the Salvation Army and an excellent cause.
Well, I totally agree. I mean, it was interesting when we started thinking about who we could bring in for a speaker. Somebody mentioned Alan West, and I said, well, you know, I happen to know him, and I don't know that he's going to have the time available to come, but it's worth a try. So I contacted Alan, and true to him being who he is, he said, absolutely, I'd be honored to do it, and agreed to come. And, of course, we're all excited about it.
Well, not too often do we have luncheons. Of course, the Community Foundations is today, but this will be on May the 17th, and the doors will open at 11 o'clock. The program will start at 11:30 at the College Station Hilton and Conference Center. And, of course, I know that the Salvation Army is near and dear to you for the work that they do, that we see here in Bryan College Station, the Brazos Valley, and beyond.
Oh, it is. I first got a chance to learn about the Salvation Army when I was a member of the United Way Board and actually did a site visit there as part of the grant proposal review process, and just totally was blown away by all that they're involved in the community and all the good that they were doing in the community. And so I said, hey, if you need any board members, I'd love to be a member of your board. And they invited me, and I've been doing it ever since and love doing what I'm doing with that board, because they are truly committed to serving the citizens of the Brazos Valley.
Well, and as you have done in years past, one of the items they'll have in the live auction this year is a Texas A&M game day experience that you've been kind enough to donate. So I know that's one more reason that people would want to come. Once again, the doors will open at 11 o'clock. It is on Thursday, May the 17th. You can get tickets right now at SalvationArmyBCS.org. Again, the speaker is Lieutenant Colonel Alan B. West. Our guest this morning, Brigadier General and the Commandant of the Corps of Cadets, Joe Ramirez. General, thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you very much, and I look forward to seeing everybody at the Doing the Most Good Banquet.